Ever since Cole announced he would not seek re-election, Baldwin has sent strong signals that she was interested in running. During a conference call with reporters where Baldwin made her candidacy official, she described herself repeatedly as a fighter for the middle class. She said she'd push for more shared sacrifice from the wealthy when it comes to dealing with the nation's debt.
Do I believe that the most privileged in our society, whether it be big oil and Wall Street or millionaires and billionaires, have not been asked to sacrifice at this time of need? You're absolutely right.
Baldwin said she wanted to see a new jobs bill that put people to work on construction projects immediately.
We know that we've neglected our infrastructure, that schools are crumbling, that bridges are failing.
Baldwin dismissed the idea that she was too liberal to win a statewide election. The openly gay congresswoman also downplayed the role that her sexuality would play in a race for U.S. Senate.
From day one, I have always been open about my sexual orientation. I think that that integrity is something that is important to voters. But frankly, this campaign isn't going to be about me.
Baldwin highlighted two votes she's taken since being elected to Congress in the late 90s, against the Iraq War and against repealing the Depression-era Glass-Steagall Act that once regulated commercial and investment banks. Congressman Ron Kind and former Congressman Steve Kagan's names have both been floated as possible Democratic candidates. On the Republican side, Mark Newman is the only candidate to formally announce, though several others are likely to jump in. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.